Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, June 5th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. President Trump announced a $700 million investment in coal yesterday, and Governor Mark Gordon was at the White House in support. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more.
Beautiful, clean coal. That's how Trump referred to the energy source that's been in decline for almost two decades.
You're not allowed to say coal within the Trump administration unless it's preceded by the words clean, beautiful.
Trump says he'll extend the life of 13 plants, one of which is in Arizona, plus open three new plants and a new terminal in Oakland, California. That could export coal from New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, whose Governor Mark Gordon says this will help access the Asian market.
Absolutely essential for the lifeblood of our state and for our coal mines.
Supporters say Trump's latest coal investment will help keep electricity prices down, while the Environmental Defense Fund says it'll do the opposite and increase pollution. It comes as the feds block development of renewables such as wind and solar. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Lawmakers on the legislature's Joint Education Committee created a working group that could put the so-called basket of goods into tiers by grade level. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
The basket of goods are the common core subjects owed to every student. They include math, science, language arts, and more. And Wyoming ensures the delivery of this basket by enforcing content and performance standards. But testimony highlighted how the number of standards has ballooned over the years. Wyoming leaders like School Board of Education Chair Mark Mathern have been reviewing and streamlining them.
We went from, I think, around 2,000 standards to somewhere around 1,000 standards, give or take.
Mathern said it wasn't about reducing rigor, but about recognizing that teachers couldn't hit all the standards in a school year. The committee is likely to revisit the topic when lawmakers next meet in August. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
A final decision by the Laramie County Commissioners on a proposed workforce housing development in Cheyenne has been delayed. Iron Guard Workforce Housing wants to build up to 800 modular housing units that could house up to 5,600 people. Wyoming News Now's Achille Bonner reports.
Commission Chairman Gunnar Malm says those with the project have asked for the process to be pushed back. As Malm states, he hears some internal kinks need to be worked out first. What this means now is the topic will show back up at the next commissioner meeting for further talks and the vote, complete with another chance for the public to speak.
Because of that, we felt that it was best to hold the public hearing when we were actually going to consider and make a determination on the action.
According to Malm, this permit only looks to bring about 200 RV spaces to the location.
It's not for the full workforce housing project that they intend to do. They will likely have to annex the land to access city services to be able to accommodate that.
The next commissioner's meeting will be June 16th, where if the permit is approved, the process will happen again, but this time for a site plan. Reporting from Cheyenne, Because Local Matters, I'm Achille Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
A massage therapist from Laramie is one of half a dozen Republicans running for U.S. Senate. Jill Edwards says she's not running to become famous, but to become useful.
And I'm running for U.S. Senate. Because working families deserve representation from someone who actually understands struggle, who actually understands sacrifice, and who actually understands community.
Edwards lists rural families, rural communities, public land protection, and mental health and suicide prevention as her top priorities. In the primary on August 18th, she will face current U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman, John Holtz, Samuel Meade, and Jimmy Skovgaard. A second Democrat has tossed his hat into the ring for Wyoming's open U.S. Senate seat. Political newcomer Billy Benavides works at the Powderhorn Golf Club in Sheridan. He told the Wyoming Tribune Eagle he's not afraid to take a wrecking ball to the politics of Washington, D.C. His priorities are dismantling what he calls the overreaching government surveillance state, letting a free market drive industry decisions and more public control over public lands. Benavidez faces former state representative James Byrd in the August 18th primary. Wyoming hasn't elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate since 1970. Wyoming's first case of rabies this year has been confirmed in Sheridan County. The Wyoming Department of Health says a rabid bat was found in a backyard of a home in Sheridan County in May. Last year, Wyoming had 6 confirmed cases of rabies. The most common carriers are bats and skunks, but any mammal can become infected by a bite or a scratch from an animal with the disease. Anyone with potential exposure should wash the wound thoroughly with warm water and soap and seek medical advice about the need for rabies post-exposure prophylaxis treatment. Dogs, cats, ferrets, horses, and other selected livestock can be vaccinated against rabies. Rocky Mountain Power is proposing another rate increase. If approved, it would be reflected in next April's bill. Residential customers would see an 8.5% rate increase, while agricultural users who use irrigation would see a 37.7% increase. The Wyoming Public Service Commission has to approve the change. The commission is currently taking public comment, and those comments can be submitted at WPSC_comments@wyo.gov. The deadline to submit those comments is June 18th. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Cody recently served as a magnet for political candidates thanks to the local high schoolers. The Cody Enterprise reports the Youth for Justice Club held the first Politics in the Park. They invited candidates from across the political spectrum to meet directly with the electorate. More than 30 primary contenders attended. A Powell 5-year-old made it to the semifinals of a national competition. The Powell Tribune reports Hugh Ellers is a fan of t-ball, taekwondo, all animals, eating hail, and stomping in puddles. He was just edged out in the National Junior Ranger program put on by the National Wildlife Federation. Several Bighorn Basin ponds have new fish thanks to area students. The Basin Republican Wrestler reports Wyoming Game and Fish and Trout Unlimited brought trout eggs to classrooms, where students got to care for them and learn about the fish's various growth stages, conservation, and responsible recreation. Once the fish had reached fingerling stage, students helped Game and Fish release them locally. And Vi Jesner recently hit a significant milestone. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports she celebrated 50 years as part of the Women's Club of Sweetwater County. Congratulations! For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who wrote the classic Western novel, The Virginian? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what author with a Wyoming connection wrote the novel The Revenant, which became a 2015 film? Michael Punk, author of the novel upon which the movie is based, was born in and lived part of his childhood in Lovell, when his father, Burl Butch Punk, taught at Lovell High School. The ensuing film won a Golden Globe Award for Best Picture in the drama category and was later nominated for 12 Academy Awards. Congratulations to James Pemberton, who was the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Have a great weekend and join me again on Monday.